It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight we're getting ready to dive into another topic: hip hop. Is it really hip hop? If it is up front in your face, boy, did I write that wrong. It's hip hop. Is it really hip hop? If it isn't up front and in your face, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. But before we get into the topic, I want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community. Lord, thank you for letting us come through to express our thoughts and our expressions about various topics when it comes to this industry of music. Lord, we ask that everybody be mindful and know that you are the one that makes all things possible, and we ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. As we pray. Hip-hop, is it really hip-hop if it isn't up front and in your face? And what we mean by that is, to break it down, didn't want to get explicit here, but the explicit lyrics. This is one aspect of looking at this, the explicit lyrics. If we are not using the explicit lyrics in a song, are we actually doing hip-hop? One of the questions I wanted to propose to you guys tonight, and I got several more I'd like to know. What's your opening statement, Rondo?
Are you there, Poetic? Can you hear me?
I am here, sir. How are you doing?
Well, good evening. You know, I've had time to think about exactly what the subject was. And let me say this, you know, I've heard other genres that have explicit lyrics in it. Mm-hmm. And they're not hip-hop. They're just the way that the artist is expressing himself. I think that there are hip-hop artists that express themselves using explicit lyrics, and that's their avenue that they wish to travel. I can't say they're wrong, because they're not. That's where their passion lies.
Hey.
And, you know, I've seen through the history of performing artists, there are those that make it for whatever reason that stops them, and there are those that become successful. It becomes a job. It becomes a good paying income. It becomes steady. Okay. I can't, you know, I'd have to have someone that does explicit lyrics to talk economics. I'd like to hear what they have to say. Are they actually getting revenue for their work? And then we talk to those that aren't explicit, and not necessarily totally hip-hop, because they have groups behind them and what have you. They don't do the explicit language. And let's see what they're making. Let's go in a comparison ratio, you know, because some are going to make it by using explicit language, you know. It's not necessarily a whole bunch of using a bunch of these explicit words. They might use one. CeeLo did it. Now, I don't know if you categorize what he did as hip-hop. Would you categorize him as hip-hop?
I would, but I don't know what others are see in him.
But
as.
You know the song I'm talking about.
Some would
that
say
you
he's
did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like F you. F yeah, it was F you. But he says
right.
He says it explicitly, and people embrace it. Don't get me wrong, Ronald,
right?
They really did.
No, and he was on television, and he did the same song.
But when he was on television, he had converted the song to "Forget You."
Okay, so what are we saying here? Yeah, that he's a great example.
Is my question is like we had the caller call in Stacks last night, and she called in. Is that what she meant by commercialism? Is commercializing the song just to make it acceptable for TV? Is that what she meant?
But you've got to realize that you know this is the entertainment world, and it must mean that to be successful, you got to adapt. If you want that.
Listen to me. I totally agree with you, but in a sense, I was almost down and up under the bus last night. Because reality, I believe in the adaptation of what you know, conforming for the music to spread its wings.
I
think it was you who said it's got to fly. You know,
let it go and let it fly.
That's
the truth. And so now what does that mean? A smart business individual that is looking at this as though it's a job and not just a hobby or what you do in your spare time and creating something. He's saying that he's taking this as a profession, as a job. Now, that's what the artist has to realize, you know, that, you know, let's just say you're a painter, and you only like painting the color green paint on wherever you go. You paint green. You know, that's what you love doing. And let's just say, hey, guess what? There's a job offered to you, but you've got to paint brown. Well, hey, I'm creative. The green, I know how to do this. Does that mean that you're not going to do that and you have the abilities to do it? I mean, you know, it's a mind thing, I think, that, you know, is that something that the artists possess, that it's a mind thing of their creativity, and so therefore I'm not going to change it because it's an art form? And I think that's what you came up against last night is that, okay, business versus art form. Okay, you don't mind turning down money because evidently you've got another way that it's coming. Okay, so this is the creative art outlet.
I mean,
you know, some people paint pictures.
Isn't it that what it came down to? I mean, that it was saw as, this is an art form that need to be reserved and it shouldn't be messed with and tampered with in its originality from what it was. I mean,
well, that would depend upon the artist and how many people he wants to reach, don't you think? I mean, you have to figure
that is the discretion of the artist.
Yeah,
I agree.
So
but
therefore,
the expression of the artist that today is hip hop in your it's in your face, but I'm not talking about just in your face. I'm talking about bold and explicitly in your face, saying what we want to say in the act of the First Amendment, you know, expressing the First Amendment freedom of speech.
Well, yeah, but then what you're talking about. A whole different reason that you realize that you are limiting your business market, your outlet market for the public to be able to hear it. You know, that's just like YouTube. If you have explicit video and what have you for it, you have to be a certain age so you can see it.
So,
you know,
in other words, YouTube embraced porn, but you have to be a certain age to watch it.
Exactly. Exactly. There are protectives on your computer that, you know, you put in your birth date and what have you, and when you sign up for these sites, and it will not allow you to go there because you're underage.
Tell me this. Okay, I could be 12 years old, but I can put in that I'm 32 years old.
Well, okay, outsmarting doesn't mean that they're right in front of you. You see what I'm saying? In other words, everything can be done by lying, and that's part of it. Are these artists being lied to so they won't be heard? Just like you can lie and say you're of age so you can watch these things, is it a point that if you ask these artists, are you making the money? And is it a point that you could go and perform more places if you adapted and did not present the song or the production with the explicit lyrics? You can be played. Well, roll up your pants leg, poetic, and cut off your left leg. I know you're right-handed. Okay. So you're going to cut off your left leg so you still can get where you're going, but you're going to drag, and it's going to take a longer time because you're not going to be able to get to the mass majority of people. It's real. There's two sides of the coin, and the whole point of the matter is I don't play it in my car. You don't play explicit lyric music in your car because you have children and what have you. Let's think about that. Let's just think about that. How many people are not playing the same explicit lyric songs? You know, I mean, hey, I would rather be heard than silenced because of my own ingenious, talented artistry. I mean, you're silencing yourself from the world. You know, that it's hard enough to make a dollar. Why
you said you'd rather be heard than silenced. Right off, that's one of the things I always say. Music is meant to be heard and not silenced. And I find that when you do take your rights to the freedom of expression, freedom of speech to its maximum, and you just blurt out and vomit out whatever's on your mind, I find that people cut you off.
That was very good. That painted the picture. But now here's the catch to this. Okay, you didn't say that they didn't have a right and that they shouldn't. What you're saying is that, hey, okay, rework that thing and have two versions. Have one that has the explicit language and have one that is cleaned up. There's the answer to the whole issue. That, you know, that is the problem that we've been running into.
Well, you know, don't get me wrong. I know we push it right off, but radio has been pushing that for forever. It's not like it's something new. Why aren't the guys, the up and coming, catching on to what's been actually been the standard almost since, you know, the early ages of hip hop? FCC regulated, but should it be regulated? Hey, we got John Lowe on deck with us. John Lowe, welcome to the show, my brother. I know you got something to add to tonight's topic. You couldn't make this one. Hip hop. Is it really hip hop if it isn't up front and in your face? If it don't have the maximum expression of the lyrical content to the explicit of all explicit, explicit.
And does he know what you do on Sundays?
Well,
thank you for calling, John. You see what kind of mood he's in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, well, the thing is that, you know, like I say, if you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. For the up new coming artists, I can say that right now it's a time, it's an era right now that's taking place, you know, with all the different kind of things taking place. The kids can use some positive lyrics right now into just like this Michael Brown case, the boy got shot and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's crying out for something now, you know, for something positive. You know, they can use some lyrics right longer now and to really show their talent, and they can get them a new fan base to start a new trend with themselves right longer now. So, you know, it's according to what you what the time is crying for right now. You know, time right now is crying for something positive right now because there's so much bad things going on. And so that's the way I see it right now.
Okay.
You
make a valid point there. You said so much time, bad things going on. So you're saying that music has a handle on things to help influence the minds of the kids if we put it in a positive light, that it could probably help influence and change the mindset of the generation of kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, you
say
go to Facebook. Yeah, I truly believe that right now because I think that's what hip-hop is coming to right now, man, because people are going to put a demand on the upcoming artists with the explicit lyrics and stuff because there's too much influence that's going on right now. Bad influence. There's too many bad things.
And when you say bad influence, is the bad influence from the lyrical content? Because last night we had Stacks come in. She said the disrespect of the music that's disrespecting the women, and that's a woman speaking from her perspective. As a man, do you guys see that the music disrespect women? Because I mean, don't get me wrong. We are all men. Yeah, we're Christian men, but we put it this way, we're still men. Our question is, like eye candy that we see that shakes its baloney in front of us, do we want the music to stop? Do we really want it to stop?
Wait,
I got a question. No, I'm asking questions. The only reason why I'm doing this is because even though I'm a man, there's a certain respect and a certain level that we have to come to where we draw the line and say, I won't reach there because of the fact that one day I'm going to have a daughter. Or I have a daughter. I got a mother. I don't want her to – I don't want some man on the street disrespecting her. So if we're talking the language and we're walking the language, what will we expect others to do behind us if we're the leader?
For me, put it. Every day I go on Facebook. Every day I go on Facebook. The only thing I see that women's doing is shaking their butt. You know, now don't get me wrong.
And I really believe the music has influenced them to say that's okay.
Yeah, it's the norm right now. You know, for people. But you know, you get tired of seeing the same thing. When you go on Facebook, you get tired of seeing a woman doing the same thing, same thing. You never see her doing anything to show her intelligence to a man.
Can I ask both of you a question?
No, because it might be a question that I can't answer. Yeah,
no, this is a good. This is a good question. Now, I think that a woman. Now, I know what he's talking about. My son has Facebook. I don't have one, but my son has Facebook, and. The trip behind what makes a woman look appealing. He got an email message from a young lady, and she was inviting him over for dinner, and she was standing in front of the stove. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If more females posted that, than he's showing them trying to twerk or whatever the dance is now. Do you know that they would have guys running to their door? That's more appealing now because it's unusual, it's talented, and it's satisfying.
Well, I'll tell you, Rondo, what you just said.
Now,
I think
why
guys
I brought
running,
that up.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you, can I say why I brought that up? One, It's not what the females expect to see. You asked about the song and did it have a motivating point, and we talked about a video, you know, videos and then how they were dressed. But now think about how fast Pharrell's Happy came out and all the revenue he gained from that, the commercials and all of that, all the shows that he's been on, and he was with Oprah. And you start to say, now, yes, every time, and see, now I'm giving away one of them golden tips. Every time someone comes out with a song that has Happy in it, it sells. Oh, Happy Days, you remember when they came out, you know, some time ago, all of a sudden, that was played on mainstream radio, you know, and when you think of that song, Oh, Happy Days, you go, wow, that was church on mainstream radio. That was a popular song. You know, and what happens is that word happy is not used in a light that people, you know, when's the last time somebody asked you, hey, are you happy? And so once you start to understand the psychological point about it, and you can join in and you can say, hey, I am happy. It's something you don't think about because you're trying to do your work, you're trying to take care of your kids, you're trying to do this and that and the other. But for it to be brought to the brain, there's the position of a word and motivating people, and in music, people flock to it. Just go over and see what Pharrell, check his words out. They're not the greatest words in the world. He can't even sing. He did it live, and his voice was off pitch. But he was getting paid for that performance. I mean, you know, I got to say it like this, you know, instead of thinking inside the box about what, you know, to me, a lot of the hip-hop artists are projecting their thoughts, you know, like, hey, oh, yeah, the girl over there, I want her to be mine. Come and shake it in front of me. But he says it out loud. Okay, so what do we got here? We've got a projection of a thought. And that's what a lot of hip-hop, you know, I can't gravitate to, you know, another man's ego, and I brought up ego music, talking about how great he is and what have you. But that's a message he's sending out, and some female's going to pick up on that one and think he's talking about her or wants him to be talking about her. There are messages, and music is powerful. It's really powerful. And for the young people, you know, hey, every parent played Pharrell's song in their car, in their house, when it came on TV, and didn't change the channel. Got tired of hearing it. Get tired of hearing it now. You know, it's like Bobby McFerrin's record, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Are you not ever supposed to get up and worry? You know, Catch-22 is on all of us. You know, Murphy's Law happens to all of us. What can go wrong will go wrong. So we always have that on our mind. We're always trying to figure out if tomorrow's covered, or did my transaction, was that with the illegal people, or was that with the true merchants, you know, wherever we go. Did I get taken? You know, am I driving too fast? You know, all these things. We worry. How often do we get told, be happy? Did anybody ask you, were you happy today?
Well, Bobby McFerrin now. I think it was them. Don't worry, be happy.
You heard it on the radio today?
It wasn't exactly today. It was kind of a while ago, but I remember it as though it was yesterday.
Yeah. And you know what? There were more, and I hate to say it, but that was the crackhead era. And it, those that were, it was recreational. So spending that money having fun, don't worry, be happy. Man, you hear that from a word. What'd you do? Oh, man, don't worry, be happy. Man, but you need to worry. You got a light bill and a water bill, and you'd watch them lose everything. You see, that word happy can lead you in a wrong direction also, because that's everybody follows it. Everybody follows. Don't worry, be happy. Okay. But I don't have no heat. I don't have no running water. I don't have no electric. They took my car. Hey, I hate to say it, but, I hated that song as it and they played it so much. And even Bush.
I mean,
did
you hate it because they played it so much, or did you hate the message of the song?
Look. I had my water cut off, and the song would come up. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, if you can't flush the toilet, yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to wear.
So in other words, it was just bad timing. So it was bad timing at that time.
Man, that song lasted for 3-4 months. In them three or four months, man, potholes and everything, something would go wrong with somebody. You wouldn't want to hear that song no more. You know?
At that time, for me, it was one of those songs that I actually enjoyed. I thought it was a really good song. But I agree, when repetition hits overdone, then after a while you do get tired of that message. I don't believe it was a bad song.
No, I didn't say it was bad. It was just the point that at the way they played it every day. Today I'm happy. Tomorrow, oh, okay, I got the flu. Oh, what? Don't worry, be happy. Oh, I'm not feeling good. I've got to go to the doctor. I'm riding the bus. I hate the bus. Car, flat tire. I didn't feel like putting the tire on. Don't worry, be happy. Oh, look at at some time in a 24-hour period, you didn't want to hear that song.
I couldn't tell you. I tell you different. I used to, me personally, I've always been a person that I prefer that kind of message for my mind, something that's more uplifting than when I'm down and already beat down. I don't want somebody to kick me down any further.
Yeah, but then would you want to hear Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah, actually, that's the kind of message I like to hear. I'm just for real.
You mean to tell me, I can understand wanting to hear it.
I'm a weird kind of guy, Rondo. You can't.
No, you're not. No, you're not. But you know what? I'm going to say it to you like this. I understand where you're coming from, and I know why, if you heard that, why you'd feel that way, because you have God in your life, okay? I am also, you come to certain points in your life, and once I started giving my problems to God, because if I didn't have the power or the plan, I'd ask for the strength, okay? So I understand that if there's a better day, and with God, yes, there is going to be a better day. You know, that's where faith comes in. And I'm proud of you for that. So you're not weird. It is that, you know, you're of that age group where, hey, you know, hey, God, I can't say no more. All I have to do is say God and you understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I understand, but see, at them times, I'm going to tell you something. You know, everybody comes to their stronger faith at different times in their life. And when Bobby McFerrin said, hey, don't worry,
don't
be
don't get
happy.
Me wrong. I got God in my life right now. I can't say I'm a regular, everyday church goer. I have church, and be honest with you, for me, I do a lot of studying and reading of my Bible. But a lot of things I get from John. I grab it from John. I also did it from Pastor Willingham and Pastor Jay. Those guys have been a great influence in my life and bringing.
But can I tell you something? From meeting you and talking with you, I got to give you your props because I liked that part about you that you didn't realize that you walked as a Christian. See, you know, people can talk it, but you walk as a Christian. You know, we've laughed about different things, and you know, the point, the strength and the faith, irregardless of whether you go into a church, you go to the temple and you give God his praise, and the temple is within you. See, just because you don't go to church doesn't mean, you know, that, hey, that you're not walking in the light and with God. You do it, and you feel guilty because you don't go to the church, but you walk a good line. Now the devil come close, but this is a whole different show. That's John's show. Help me, John.
Yeah, you know, like I say, man, you know, I mean, really just dealing with the time right now, man, you know, dealing with music that I see that's taking place for a lot of young upcoming artists. They need to get out of there and try something new, man, to put something positive out here for people's, man. You know, people get tired of hearing the same old thing over and over. You can only talk about so many cars and so much money. The majority of the things they talk about, they do not even have. They don't even have. So, you know what I mean? Just like Rudolph was saying about that, he came to the point in his life where the water got turned off, the light got turned off, but, you know, he kept going.
So did I say that over the radio? The whole world now knows? Jesus.
So the point is this right here, man. We need to talk about real things, real life, things that people can relate to that in life. The things that they hide from other people, they, you know, from their friends and all that kind of stuff, you know. People need to hear what's really going on in this world, you know. Everybody's struggling. And the struggle is real. And like Red Low and I, the music is fake.
Yeah.
It's not really real. It's just fake, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, you want to encourage
when you
somebody.
Say, when you say it's fake, what do you mean it's fake? It's not real. What do you mean?
Really,
break that down to that. I hate to throw you off, but I really want to go into what you're saying, that the music is
okay.
Safe. What do you mean?
The average person that's going to trying to get into the music industry, you know,
just
it's only
the only reason why, because we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. I want to know what you mean by that, and because I know it's going to take a few seconds to explain it, and then we're going to discuss it. So definitely, just stay there, my man. Because what I want to do is I want to break it down, and I want to after you do it, I want to see if we can chime in on what you're talking about. Because a lot of people is beginning to feel that this is not the first time I've heard that expression. I just want to know what you mean. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, guys, we're gonna have in entertainment news. The good, the bad, the ugly. Y'all stay tuned, because we got something for you tonight. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. If you're listening in by phone or by computer, call in now, 213-559-2995, and weigh in on tonight's topic. Hip-hop, is it really hip-hop? if it isn't up front and in your face.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
It's a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck.
Want to take control over your money and your own investments? Forget the stock market. Look no further. Go to www.onlineforex.net.
Onlineforex.net. Onlineforex.net.
Visit www.onlineforex.net today and take part in their special promotion and get the best sign-up offers available. Onlineforex.net. The Online Forex website for you.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right.
Are you listening to Hip Hop National Radio? Oh, man, it's funny how the boy acts on you sometimes. Anyway, back to the topic I wanted to come in with. Hip Hop, is it really hip hop if it isn't up front and in your face? I want to tell you guys to send in your music at www.hiphopnational.com. All you have to do is hit the upload tab, and voila, boom. It's going to give you a form. You fill out the form, upload your music, and boom, boom, we get it in on our program as soon as possible, as when it has been reviewed and okayed. So just letting you guys know. And for those who have sent in their music, we're just having a little technical difficulties at the time, but it's coming up. So y'all stay tuned, because I'm definitely getting ready to light up right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're back. Just before we went to the break, you was telling me that that John, highlight, tell us what exactly what you were saying with your message just now. You know, have to pause, sir.
Well, the thing what I mean, me personally, is that they're really not talking about anything. They're just talking about you know, and living out their fantasy. You know, like I say, they throwing out anything. They come up with a little hook, and they think they don't have no message with their music anymore. It doesn't have no meaning. Like I say, everything is just about is to get them to get some money. That's the only thing they worry about, getting some money. And like I say, we've been talking about, the only thing they talk about is girls and everything, and how many did they got. 20,000 women and stuff like that, and going to the strip club, making it rain. But what are you doing yourself? And when I say it's fake, you fake to yourself. A lot of them water down who they are. I've heard a lot of great musicians out there, rappers out there, got some powerful things that they say, but they don't do it. They don't put that out there. They put out what people want to hear, and they don't. So they're not true to themselves. And some guys got a lot of great lyrics. I heard this guy on I was checking this thing out on YouTube, you know, and this guy was rapping. He had some very powerful message with his lyrics, but he doesn't use them. He only used things like, you know, I'm driving in his Lamborghini and all that kind of stuff, and talk about all the homes that he have scattered out all over the world. You know, what is the message? Because really, the average person will not see all those things. You know, it's only a handful will make it in the industry. And, you know, that dream is too far-fetched. Like I say, because it's all depending on who you know and what you know and who you get in with. And the majority of them, you know, they're just selling out. And like I say, everybody now got to team up with everybody else to get on somebody's track, keep themselves built up because, you know, they're running out of realness. They always say, I'm keeping it 100. You're not keeping it 100. You're keeping it, the dollars 100 in your pockets. But keeping your music and yourself 100, you're not doing it anymore. You can send a message out to a young kid to tell him to go kill everybody in his family. But you cannot tell him to send a message out to him to tell him to go to school and get his lesson. I mean, you fake to yourself. You want to do this. You want to say that. But you don't say it because the record label hold you back. You get scared of your endorsements and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a big picture what goes on in the industry and what they project to people's minds. And that's why I say that majority of people's fake music is fake because it's come down to the artists. They're really not doing what they want to do. I seen a video about a lost YouTube thing about Tupac, how he was talking about the things that he would like to do, how he would like to get on the streets and start a little league football team and get all these rappers to get together and go do a street block party. You know, do something real for the neighborhood, for the hood, really for the hood. You know, go there. But they don't really do nothing like that for the hood. They don't go out there and give a block party and stuff like that and really so the people can enjoy and get a chance to talk to them and meet them. You know, hey. But instead, they go to the strip club and spend $15,000 or $20,000 instead of going in the neighborhood where the kids at, you know, and do something for the neighbor. I mean, for the hood. Or the people in the neighborhood, you know, like I said, give a block party. They got free food, free drinks. And Tupac had made a lot of great points, and I would listen to him. Which, you know, his word is the things he always talked about and rapped about was, you know, real. It wasn't fake. Everything came from the heart, and he lived it. And he sent a message to everybody so that they can learn from that, to take away, to walk away with a point. But, you know, like I said, there was a lot of things he said that he would like for the rappers to do to organize in the neighborhood. He said something like, well, I want to go to the gang leaders and say, well, we want to have this party between, you know, 9 and 10, or something like that, from 6 to 10. Give us the right not to gang bang during that period of time. You know what I mean? That was awesome when I heard that heard that come from Tupac, you know. And like I say, and that's why I say a lot of rappers now is just fake to themselves. They just want to make money. That's the only thing what it's about. They really doesn't do all anything right for the hood.
All right, John. I'm going to tell you something. You make a valid point when you said that fake. And you kind of laid and painted a great picture of how you feel. I say also that, you know, a lot of them are afraid to step out and do something different. Not even that it's being led by the record company. Even the guys who haven't even got a deal yet, they're following the pattern instead of leading the pack. They follow the pattern of what they hear, what's already there. And it's like we've heard that story before, and as we heard it again, and we're continually hearing the same story. When is we gonna hear something different? We got some callers calling in. We're gonna add them to the topic. We got 971-404. State your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your input on tonight's topic?
Hey, you know what to do. It's your boy Flossy Jeezy calling in from Portland, Oregon.
I thought it was you, brother. I thought it was you. How you doing, Flossy Jeezy? I want you to go ahead and be quick and brief because we're going to bring in the other caller and then we're going to have that discussion. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I believe it's a 50-50 split. I agree with what the gentleman was just saying a little while ago so far as if I'm answering the right question about, you know, the exposure and women getting looked at in a negative light, but
that's one we're going to talk about in a moment because that's one of the questions I proposed in the forum.
Okay.
However, what he was talking about right now He said he feel John, tell him you said you thought the today's rappers is fake. The message is fake.
Yeah, the message is fake. You know, like I say, they're really not putting out what they really want to from the heart. They only doing what they think, you know, everybody else is doing and stuff like that. And, you know, really, only it's the time right now for these new artists to come out here. They can take control of this industry. Because I always hear them say, oh, I'm tired of hearing
this. Can I tell you guys something that you haven't thought of? And that's this. Okay. Singers, musicians, to perform in front of the people, they do covers. Songs, and then they might do one of their original songs, but they're showing their artistry in the songs that they choose, that they're doing covers of other mainstream artists, okay? But they can find a job, and it's lucrative. The only problem that I see with hip-hop artists, they don't come and do cover hip-hop of anyone else. They don't give you Jay-Z's song when they perform. Whereas if you had a singer, you might get Beyonce's song, you might get Jennifer Hudson's song. The hip hop artists that are coming out today aren't doing cover songs of other hip hop artists. And so, okay,
they do what they call a mixtape, right?
Well, no, they take the music, but they're not doing the lyrics that another hip-hop artist has done. Whereas in every other genre of music, you can go to work once you have got your version of that song and mimicking the lyrics that the other artist has already done, you've got a job. You can go sing in clubs and what have you. But hip-hop artists, they don't do cover songs.
If I can get a piece of this real quick, now that I know what page we're on, because I know you're trying to get other folks in here. What has happened is, in a lot of instances, is we have what's called the cookie cutter kind of mentality in hip hop right now. One of my main beefs, and we talked about it before, is the lack not only of music and other artists' music being used over and over again, but it's the content as well. And until some of these newer rappers come out and show some courage and quit trying to do the cookie cutter mentality or the dough press where all the cookies come out looking the same on an assembly line, they have to be willing to have the courage to break the trail. You have to try to break the mold and try to go back into the conscious thing, because I don't know whether you're preaching from a pulpit or whether you're doing your art, you should be willing to go back to doing conscious level music. You shouldn't be afraid that if saying the stuff that everybody else is saying is not going to be hip or cool. You have to break that tradition, and that's why all of the past rappers were successful. They didn't mind trying to blaze new trails, or at least if you're going to go backwards and try to do, you know, something that someone else did, at least let it be on the conscious level so someone can see the versatility in your game. You might have a version for Barney, you have a version for grown-ups. But within whatever that is, from that end of the spectrum to the other, try some originality, and believe it or not, people like original stuff. People feed into original stuff. If you keep blending the same thing, that's why the song Hip Hop Is Dead came out. That's why a lot of people feel that way, because no one wants to be original. Let it go on that point.
Let's bring Fat Man and let him join into the subject, and then y'all we continue. We got Fat Man on deck. Fat Man, where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada, Detroit. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, 313. Just expound on the topic. I feel where my brother's coming from. A lot of these rappers do not put their all into these lyrics anymore. They're too busy watching what's going on, listening to what's going on, and everything. And won't nobody step outside the box. They're going to keep presenting themselves as if they're Rick Ross and this and the other. Let those guys have their props, and they just do. You come out. For me, I can only speak for myself. People try to put me in a category of a Biggie Smalls, And no, I'm not Biggie Smalls. I'm from Detroit just because I like to dress in suits, skaters, and this, that, and the other. My delivery was different, but I don't want to take nothing from that man because that man was a pioneer. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. But now we're getting a lot of this, this whatever I say in hip-hop, you're basically going to buy. So now we're getting Dr. Seuss raps. We're getting people that's rapping like Dr. Seuss and things like that there, which makes it easy to other people to figure, well, if he could do that, I can do that. There's no more essence. There's no more, it doesn't come from the soul anymore. No one, everybody wants to get in the booth, and I'm going to spit this off my head when a real artist sits down and writes out his thoughts. He writes out his breakdown. He writes out his hook. He times the music. He rides the track. He just don't spit over a track. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree. A lot of these rappers are coming out and that are out is fake, and they're acting and portraying that. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is this, and this is something we talked on my show the other day. You get a lot of these rappers that we're looking up to, and now a lot of these rappers are coming out of the closet. You got rappers wearing dresses. That's a whole totally different other concept and another conversation. But this is where hip-hop is going to.
Wow. That's deep.
It is.
That's
it
real.
Is, bro. Wow.
That's real. That's really for real.
Wow.
For real.
Hold on, fellas.
Wow.
I don't even know what to
say. Yeah. Yeah, right. I do. I think it makes us all speechless. You know, it makes us all speechless because it's
think the reason. But do you think the reason that you see more of them wearing dresses and this and that and the other. Is it, the point is that that's been going on in the entertainment world with even in movies, you know, Rock Hudson, you know, we had that. It's going to be that way because people choose to do those things, okay? But there are more cameras, so more pictures are taken. Wasn't it the guy that was head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, was a cross-dresser? So, okay,
absolutely.
So when we say they're coming out like that, okay, well, I've never put anybody, their character, on a pedestal. Now, I appreciate their music, and I understand what you're saying. They're coming out of the closet and this and that and the other, but music is music. You know, when you start to making these guys the idol, you know, the motto that you're copying after, you know, that's in the Bible. You know, that's a false prophet. So if you're going to dress and act like these people and what have you, well, the Bible tells you not to do that. So, you know, in this money-making industry and what have you, I guess what I was trying to say about covers is that, you know, a lot of the young artists coming out are cranking out enough, supposedly, so they can put on a performance. You know, they've done the one song thing, but then they realize, well, okay, I want more time on stage. So you're getting all of these, like John said, fake, because they're just wanting the spotlight, you know. And anybody that's been out there and performed, the spotlight feels great. It, when that light comes on, it's a whole, oh, God, there's an adrenaline rush, you know. And so I understand that side of it, but I think that when we say that, you know, that they're not coming with a soul, well, I agree with that. I think that it's more, you know, after their creativity and what have you, it goes to a zero, then they start to talk about nothingness, or they make up stuff, being a gangster and this and that and the other. You know, I have a hard time thinking that, and then I don't want to believe that, you know, that these individuals are out here portraying this and finding out that this is music, because the platform of music is supposed to do other things other than bring about violence and ugly acts, and you know, and a lot of them, you know, I was shocked when I first heard a lot of the gangster rap where, you know, they were talking about their nines and strapped and what have you, and you go, wow, you know. So I think that we have taken hip-hop and done some things that other genres didn't allow just for the almighty dollar. And I think that there should have been integrity kept with the music so that, you know, people would give a more positive light and the shelf life for the artists would last. You know, we talk about the fatty music, but then, you know, the shelf life is here and then it's gone, you know. What do we want to keep? What is it that we're going to play and pass on? You know, they got to ask those questions because everybody grows up. Everybody grows old. And if that's what you want in your legacy is to have explicit language to follow you forever, you know, your great-great-great-great, you know, grandchild, that someone says, well, this is what your grandfather did or this is what your grandmother did. And they listen to that. Can they share it with the world with that explicit language and all those things on it? Is that what you want to leave behind so that you're remembered by that? I mean, you know, music is a legacy. Music is footsteps that the artists are printing. I mean, what do they want?
All right.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Let's propose that question.
I'm sorry, fellas. I had to click over to another call and I'm back now.
Okay, no problem. Flocks to GZ, what do they want?
You could be a little bit more specific. What do they want in terms of?
Based on what you just heard Raw Dog say, what do you think the people want?
I myself, because I'm old school, for me, because, you know, maybe I'm spoiled as not only as a beats maker and as a, you know, former rapper myself and artist. For me, the conscious level stuff and starting out with that as my first move off of Pet Milk and my first move off of you know what I'm saying, Good Start stuff for babies. My thing was is that initially when the game started, the conscious level thing is what always got to me because the music, you know, the way that we did things, our rappers we had back in the days were CNN for us. They told us stuff initially, stuff that was going on in our neighborhoods, things we could use, things that affected our people, for our people, by our people. On the issue of the brothers with the new style of dresses and all this other stuff, like I said, the way I started this out, as a person that has been used to that kind of conscious level kind of thing going on, to quote what Ozzie Davis said at Malcolm's funeral, hip-hop, in a sense, is our manhood, our living manhood. And so because it's always, to me, represented something that was a strengthening thing until members of the Legend of Donna Society kind of finally caught on to it because 25 years ago, they were saying it's a joke, it's this, it's that, and the third. And then it hits Time Magazine with the Lauryn Hill on the cover as being the biggest artist and most lucrative way to go and things like that. A lot of stuff starts getting changed around, particularly for us. And I can only speak for my people because I'm one of my people. When you start adding in all this other stuff and some of these other folks that come in who really just think that it's all about just rhyming without really saying anything, you know, just kind of, you know, keep up with stuff and then introducing all this, you know, Eurocentric kind of stuff in here. It, for me, it kind of waters it down and dilutes it down on that. So to answer your question, because I know I got other people here, because I can go real deep with that, I'll just say this. I'm so used to being a person that's used to, and what's left of them, your Nas's, you know what I'm saying, some of these other cats out here that's actually still trying to tell you something that's relevant, that really actually affects your community, you know, your Rakims that, you know, from back in the days, you know, your KRS-One's guys that actually had some kind of redemptive value in what they were telling you. These are the guys that still, even if I had to go back and listen to those guys over and over again, these are the guys that more or less impress me because I don't need to hear that my sister's a bitch over and over again because, you know, our women are our first teachers, first educators, first people that teach us from or show us something. So anything that kind of deviates from that, yeah, we can. It's a party. It's a good time. There's a lot of, you know, room for everybody to kind of get in where they fit in. But we have to go back to some sort of, again, pioneering ship where we have some kind of redemptive something that out of all that album, even if you have one song out of 12 or 13 songs on that album, something ought to actually speak to your community as
right.
to what we can do to get out of the condition that we're in. A, B, C, and I let it go. How to
right.
quit getting shot by cops. How to
right.
re-educate ourselves into we're important and we're valuable. And,
right.
you know, and if you want to go deep enough, as most real men would look at it, what God's plan has as part of that. So if you're going
right.
to make 13 songs that are irrelevant, one of those 13 songs, and to me that's lucky 13, because maybe, just maybe, you'll focus long enough on not the unlucky portion of it, but one of those songs that makes the rest of it make sense. So you can go
right.
off in the deep end if you need to, but it almost ought to be a rule in the game where one of those songs has some kind of redemptive value that tells you.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
About what moves the community.
Here's a song that was part of.
Pastor Jesus, I accidentally closed off your mic. I apologize.
That's okay. It was only a brief beep. We're good to go.
Let me say this. There was one song that has lasted and still is relevant, which is Gil Scott-Heron. The revolution will be televised.
Right.
Now think about the young man that got shot down south by the police officer. And what did you see on television?
The revolution.
Exactly. They pulled out the military vehicles. See, so when I say the legacy that you leave, that you're still relevant,
right.
Gil Scott is dead.
Right.
You know, when you think about hip-hop, I a lot of people don't think it, but Curtis Mayfield, his lyrics, a lot of people say, oh, he was singing. No, if you listen
to his interviews, he was rapping.
That was his voice.
That was
That's
his voice.
The way he talked. And he had messages. And so what happens is that he's dead. And he will still go on, you know. If you play his songs, they're relevant now. You know, the thrift store has been around. Macklemore will get played for as long as Macklemore and thrift stores still stay open to let the people know there is no shame.
Right.
Because we understand we're all trying to come up. You know,
right.
when you think about the lyrics and what they portrayed, I'll even go to a lighter one, Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice. Okay, we've all been in that position. You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, let artists start thinking in a point where other people can feel that moment that you're talking about. We've experienced it. You know, I gave a golden one just earlier. I said, hey, my water's been cut off. My electricity's been cut off. My phone's been cut off. It's happened to all of us. Look at the people in Detroit that they're cutting off their water in large amounts of people are living without water because they got behind on their bill. Okay, you know, what if a rapper put in there, hey, yeah, you know what, that's why the gas station charges for water, because I was filling up them little soldiers and take them back so I could flush the toilet. I had to do it.
Exactly.
Back my car right up, open up, have all them plastic jugs, filling them up.
No one's going back to the basics anymore.
Yeah.
Like I said, I grew up in Detroit, okay, so anything that came down through New York, after it came through New York, we got it first before anybody else and everything like that. So the essence of what I know of hip-hop, of KRS-One, the like you spoke on before, the Rakims, the Afrika Bambaataa, this and the other, the history of it, being out here on the West Coast now, being in Las Vegas, dealing with West Coast rappers, they don't care about the history of it. They care about the flashing and the flamboyancy of it. You rarely can find a West Coast rapper. I like all of these West Coast rappers, but you rarely can find them. You rarely can find one that could spit like a Rakim when he came out. When Paid in Full came out, Rakim was the hottest thing going right at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? When Public Enemy came out, yeah, I seen the revolution. The revolution was out here on Flamingo and Tropicana because the Black Panthers was out here in Las Vegas. Yeah, the Black Panthers was on every corner trying to get these brothers to understand what's going on with Bullhorn. So in a sense, is hip-hop blind? Do we not see the forest for the trees? Do we not see the sign of the times? Prince wrote a song about that sign of the time.
That's deep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, and if you notice, the roles, this is stuff that's in the Bible. The roles are being reversed. We got some men acting like women and women acting like men. That's why I spoke on, you know, we getting rappers getting up on stage, coming out of the closet, in dresses, kissing each other in the mouth. Okay, that's fine. You do that and everything like that. But you got to understand how many of these little kids and everybody else been looking up to you as that hardcore street. You know what I want to say, but that hardcore street, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, I'll pull a 40 Glock, this, that, and the other, and all of that. But then you come out, now you want to come out in, you know, skinny jeans and chiffon and all of this. The only person I knew that came out in chiffon was Little Richard. So are we now repeating ourselves, repeating history, but only in hip-hop?
Well, what about basketball? Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. You know.
Well, it's not that hard to speak to, man, and when you think about that, because my whole thing is, you know, that's more or less, I hate to say it, but it's kind of your business, but, you know, and knock yourself out. But my whole thing is I've never grown up under or grew up under, you know, I'm not going to stand for nothing. So I'm going to fall for everything that comes. That's called, even in light of Adrian Peterson, that's called getting the fire knocked out of you so that you recognize what time it was. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole part of the whole problem. There is no discipline. Of course, there is no more Big Mama. You know, Big Mama's 39 years old and drinking you under the table. You know what I'm saying? There's no more, you know, actual something to point at because they're in such a rush to get the rush of being rich. But, you know, the book speaks of it. Why be rich in the pockets and poor in spirit? You know what I'm saying? Let me stay broke for a while until I get my spirit in check. That way I can control my wallet and my mind better. Because a person without his mind under control, it's simply said, he's out of control. And when you start seeing, you know, brothers of all things coming out and adopting, once again, this Euro-terrific, Eurocentric stuff that has nothing, basically, and this is what we keep talking about now, but the cultural aspect of what we're talking about here, all that stuff and this Greek and brothers, they can call them dresses, they can call them kilts, they can call them whatever they want to be, running around here on some Mel Gibson mentality, but still don't have Raheem and Brother Michael stuff together. You can do all that and all that stuff is fine, but still come down to what redemptive value are you actually giving the ones, the young ones who really are looking up to you. Brother just said it. The young ones is looking up to you for some real guidance and stuff. Fortunately for me, all of my youngest child, I got a 19-year-old, okay, I got a 22-year-old, and I got a 28-year-old. So fortunately for me, they're old enough to understand that all this Eurocentric, you know, stuff that's now being passed on is acceptable and all this other stuff. You know, I always tell them, look, don't bash nobody because that's what they want to do, but that's not the actual program and stuff. And if you open up the scriptures, it speaks of how that's not shot. But, you know, this is a society that still believes in they want God to tailor his laws to them instead of vice versa. So that's your basic problem. So everything else beyond that and sub to that becomes exactly that, subpar, mundane, and Eurocentric. That's why you got, see, once upon a time when it was, like I said, CNN, black CNN, nobody wanted to listen to it. But once they found out that all of a sudden it was a lucrative thing, then all of a sudden we get the 21st century Al Jolsonism in the game, and it becomes something else.
Right. And like I said, I don't knock a white rapper if he's talking about some real stuff. I got some real stuff going on. But the whole thing is that the focus gets removed off of us, and then you start having this, at least the appearance that here's a person getting more credit pretending to be like me more than I am being myself. And, yes, I have an issue with that. Because when it was time to listen to us on the real tip, it's always ignored. It ain't no good. It ain't going to be useful. But once you found out that there was a dollar involved, then we start adding all these extra people in and start bringing the Eurocentric stuff up in here. All of a sudden, the game changed. And that's why we can't get control of it, hold of it again, and everything else, because all of a sudden, even though people say that a Grammy doesn't count, every athlete, every teacher, every musician, everybody wants that Grammy, because what does it represent? The best of the best that everything is out there. But when you then take that and turn it into this political stuff with Queen Latifah doing her thing and the rest of the stuff that was going on with that and completely ignoring, you know, the original culture, the original Bernard Shaw's, the original, you know, Malcolm X's, MLK's, Rakim's, whatever the message was, start ignoring that stuff and making it all Eurocentric because you're now comfortable with something. Well, hey, for me as a man, your comfort zone has never mattered to me because your fourth score in 87 years ago, which was what Lincoln said, right, for 87 years, the score is 20 years, for 87 years, your own constitution was alive because we were not created equal. So it seems like to me everything from rap to jazz to tap, once you get involved and I get pushed into the background, it then goes from caterpillar to butterfly and metamorphosizes into something else. And that's why we're seeing brothers doing European stuff, whether it's kissing a dog in the mouth or whether it's acting like a dog kissing a dog in the mouth. That's what we see because it's become, we don't want no originality. We don't want you speaking conscious level. Matter of fact, if you come to us with conscious level, we're going to tell you to go back to the drawing board because we want to see more of you representing what you are not. And that's where we have a problem at. Just my perspective.
And that brother D.
Yeah.
I got to say this, guys. Let me say this real quick. For those who are listening in by any other device, if you want to chime in, call in at 213-559-2995. You see how we get it in right now? Right now we got Flossy Jeezy, we got Fat Man, Raw Dog, and John Lowe all on deck right now. We all getting it in. Appreciate that, my man. I want to shift gears just a little bit because when you called in and was talking about the disrespect of women, and you was kind of replying to that question of if you feel that today's music is causing disrespect to women. And we said call into the studio. You call in. What's your thoughts about that? Flossy GZ, you got the floor.
I'll make it quick this time. It's a 50-50 split. Because, yes, there is a level of disrespect. Because when our young children, I'm talking about ours. When they hear that word getting thrown around, and you know the famous five-letter word that gets thrown around 100 times, they start to think, you know, wonder if that's the way to kind of roll with it. Because if you remember in the Malcolm X movie, the brother said that he was called a nigger so many times that he thought that was his name. So on that level of understanding, it's influential. But then again, on the other half of the coin, when you flip the coin over, there are a lot of sisters, unfortunately, because of circumstance and different things that are going on, and plus for the reason I just explained, that they actually are in acceptance of this, and a lot of women, just like the ones that stay in the abusive relationships, a lot of women out here, they feel that unless they're playing that role, acting that role out, because they had an article with it which spoke of, you know, the same thing that we're speaking of here, a lot of them try to kind of parlay into that because, once again, it becomes a money and a lucrative thing for them, too, for so many various reasons that we need not touch on because I'm talking to adults, so you know where I'm coming from when it comes down to the financial aspect of how they can play a role in that. So on I'll go 60-40. 60% of it is, yes, it is that way, but on the other half, there's a lot of, just like everything else we've talked about, a lot of acceptance of a lot of things that may not necessarily be the views of us or this station. They say that gets accepted in, that women parlay or play a part in that too. It's like, hey, I want to get down. I want to show my body. I want to get all the tattoos. I want to join these rappers because maybe I can catch what the I'm not going to say the name because that's inappropriate, but the women that marry the rappers and the ones that do this stuff, they're getting on that party, and they get a chance to benefit somehow financially, and there's a safety zone, and they actually kind of chase these brothers down so they don't care about the image that's being portrayed. But for the greater population of women that just really don't feel that that's right, or for the brothers that might say, okay, as old school as that, that's just not right, it's such a thin line between the acceptance factor and the factor that, you know, that it's unacceptable. It's hard to give a definitive answer on that because we're in such an accepting society of so many things that we thought back in the days would never be accepted that it's hard to really quantify and say, okay, well, yeah, it's right or yeah, it's wrong because of those two factors, if any of that.
All right. Anybody want to chime in on that?
As far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like you said, it's a 50-50 thing, you know what I mean? You can't, that's a form of what they do as an artist. You know, they do the video thing, and this, that, and the other. Some women can take it further than just video vixen and all of that and parlay it into something else, or they could stick to that because once again, then it kind of turned into the groupie type thing, things like that. So it's a woman has to be very confident in who she is, secure in who she is to do that, keep it pushing, and keep it business. It's just that they get caught up in the glitz and the glam and the popping the bottles and this, that, and the other and all of that. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, so, you know.
Well, don't get me wrong, man. It's like today it seems like, okay, years ago I wrote a song. It's called Street Life. I said Street Life has changed the world. People don't fight for what they used to fight for. The word nigger used to be a hurting name. Now blacks are accepting what they used to be ashamed. As long as you're a brother, you can call one another. But if you're not, they'll fight for each other. Now, that's in the same case of today. The women today now are calling each other B-I-T-C-H. They've come to acceptance of the word, and now what's taking place is they've taken not only ownership of the word, they're taking it and capitalizing on it by using their bodies out there, and they're doing it to the maximum where they don't even really care no more, man. And it's reality. And then now it's getting they're getting a slap back of what they're already putting out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's right, but it's what's taking place is because it's become common ground. It seems as if that's what's taking place in today's time. If you want to chime in, do press the number one. Other than that, we don't know if you want to chime in on tonight's topic or not. If you're calling in by phone or your computer, you now got the floor. Let's go to Raw Dog.
Well, you know, is it more, or would you just say it's just televised to the point where it's in your face, the negativity? You know, there were fast females back in the day. There's fast females now, you know. When I came through, birth control was new, you know, when I was younger. So, okay. How many unwed mothers were there, and how many do I remember in statistics getting out of high school that had babies, and how many do I remember that went and worked the strip club or worked the streets or dressed provocatively? You know, I mean, can we say that it's any different and worse, or can we just say, okay, hey, you know what? The older we get, we're now looking at it and we see it in a different way. You know, I admit that, you know, there's more avenues that people can travel to see the provocative things and you know, the shanties, you know, females with nothing, barely anything on, you know. I understand there's more avenues, but we used to have 8-millimeter projectors in our houses showing those X-rated without sound, you know. We had the Playboy magazines or the collection of players, you know. So It's kind of hard to say that, you know, it's getting worse. All I can say is that it's just in our face on television. We see the pictures. You know, we see all the dirt at our fingertips, you know, whereas it was just as bad when I was coming through. I mean, you know, as far as what females wouldn't do and those that would call each other out of their names and what have you, you know. So I just guess, you know, the older you get, the more you start, you know, the perspective of what you went through, and you go, yeah, okay, I saw it then, I see it now, you know, and people make choices, you know. I'm not saying that women degrading, you know, men degrading women, that's the proper way for it to go. But I am saying that, you know, I just think that we see more of it, you know. What do you think, John?
Well, you know, this is always going to be a touchy a topic. You know, me, I think that most people, you can't be two people at the same time. And so most people try to manifest their weakness as a strength. And that's what these women's doing out here. You know, it can't be two people at once. So they can't be a strong person, so they manifest their weakness. And now they got strong out being a side piece. You know what I mean? They settle for being a side piece. And I see people go on Facebook, young guys, got young ladies in the motel room, and four or five guys to one young lady. And she disgraced herself to have a face on Facebook to show all these things. It's really sad. It's really sad. And they're accepting a lot of things now because, you know, it was a crazy video I saw on Facebook. It was crazy. I don't know if it was real or not. But the theme was this guy got dressed up like a little nerd and came up to this pretty girl and was trying to talk to her. And she was she was outside. I think she worked with Applebee's, I think, something like that. And she was giving off coupons or something like that. And this nerd guy walked up to her and tried to talk to her, get her phone number, but she blew him off. Okay, the guy went back and put his cap on backwards, put some shades on and everything, got thug looking, threw his pants down a little bit, went back to the same girl and started trying to talk to her and present himself and kind of got, you know, thuggish with her. And in the process, he started talking to the young lady, got a phone number, started kissing her. She was outside. Started kissing her and also, you know, doing some crazy things to her. But the thing was, she accepted that thug guy. It was the same guy. Dealing with the video, the guy revealed himself to this young lady and stuff like that, and to let her know I was the same guy. But this is what you accepted, who you are. Then she realized that she was on camera and stuff, and she got very mad with the guy, you know, trying to, you know, reverse the role on her, you know, that he was distracting himself, but, you know, it really distracts her. So I don't really know what the video series or whatever, but it kind of blog a face out, but it just, it's a shame, man, because you got so many young girls, about 15, 16-year-old, having babies, and now the thing is that if you don't have sex, you know, you're nothing. You're going to be that beat if you don't do it. Regardless if you do or you don't, you know, you're just going to be messed up anyway. You're going to be picked out to be picked on. They're going to see you different because, you know, you're not cool. You're not with, you know, you're not with the clique. And it's just sad to present that type of conduct for young kids and stuff. I mean, we already got enough problem with, you know, teenagers getting pregnant and 15 years old, and the boys 15 years old, 14 years old. Neither one of them not finished school, not going to finish school probably. So it just makes things harder for the parents in life and for the young kids, you know.
Well, you know that rapper Lil Snoop, he had been on the Maury show. He was 13, and a 20-year-old female was claiming that she had had a baby by him. And it proved that he wasn't the father, but then subsequently after that, he was playing dice on the street, and he got killed. So, you know, let's say, you know, we talk in society, and we say, okay, we've labeled females as cougars that want to date younger men, you know, and that it's okay. But, you know, I got to say this, you know, I think that everything is being televised. You know, you're hearing about the older guys and the younger females, you know, that show that was on TV, they caught the predators, the older guys that were online. See, now, you've got more ways to reach out to people. And so, you know, and the Internet, you're getting a lot of characters, you know, and you know, it's like there are different chat rooms that you can go into that are you'll meet a female, and you can have a sexual conversation with her. Well, you know, you start to look at how in the past, if you didn't know someone, how did you get in touch to have a conversation? You know, so when we talk about this world and the lyrics and what have you that's going on, it's part of everything. I mean, when we say in our faces, okay, that's in our face. You know, it used to be the 1-800 or 900 numbers on the telephone, and there was an epidemic behind young folks using their parents' phone and running up a big old phone bill. You know, so when we start talking about all these things and the lyrics in our face, it's part of reality, but is it part of what should be in the music industry as a product that's going to be embraced and that's going to go worldwide? You know, when we start to talk about in our face, are we just talking about in a neighborhood? Is that the purpose of the CD? Is that the production? So in my neighborhood, everybody can hear how I feel, and, you know, and all the women in the neighborhood know how I think. So, you know, when you give me that look in your eye and that smile, you're telling me, hey, you know what I'm about. We don't have to go through the conversation. Let's just get the way I want to get. I don't even need to know you. Take off your clothes, you know. This is what I want to do. You know, I mean, is that where we're at?
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's where society don't allow things to get to that point, you know. It's sad because there's no process for anything anymore in life. Everything now. It's all dealing with your image and everything. Nobody want to go through a process doing anything. They don't want to go through the process of working hard, trying to get anything to get to achieve your goals in life. You know, they want somebody to do it for you. You know, they're trying to find a shortcut and stuff like that. That's like a lot of women try to get pregnant by rappers and just so that they can get the child support, so they can be taken care of. That's the only thing they focus on is the money.
You hit a good point. Last night I was watching Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and Omarion is going out on tour, and his girlfriend is pregnant, and his mom doesn't like his girlfriend. His mom she raised him, that was her son, and she got ill, and so she's not working. And Arion made his mom a promise that he was going to take care of her financially. Well, now that he's got the girlfriend and pregnant, the money stopped. So the mother is now at odds with the girlfriend because she thinks it's the girlfriend that cut her money off. When you start to see scenarios like that, you go, wait a minute. Mom is mad at the girlfriend because she thinks that Marion cut off the money. that she's supposed to get, and she said it over the on the air. I was shocked. You know, I mean, you plan to ride your son. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, I don't know what her health problems are, but she looked okay. He had mentioned something, she had seizures, but okay. And that was what was brought in front of the television set as entertainment, just right in your face, you know. You knowing this man's business, and you're hearing his conversations with his baby's, his girlfriend, and you're going, wow, wait a minute, there's nothing private. Everything is now just thrown in your face. And it's I think it's too fast. It's too much. Yeah, and I don't know if they can control it, but, you know, I think in hip-hop, I think they've let it go out, gone to the limits as far as being explicit in the videos and what have you. You know, I'm trying to think of any other genre that the videos are that explicit. You know, Miley Cyrus, she was naked. Okay, so would you say pop is starting to get risque? What about Madonna and her costumes way back when? Or Lady Gaga, you know, and her costumes. Are they explicit? You know, Nicki, when she did her Anaconda song and the position sitting with her legs wide open in front of everybody. You know, I mean, it's just the way it's supposed to be. I throw it back to you, Poetic.
All right. Wow. I didn't know that was going to happen. anyway, guys, I want to say this. We are at a point where we either decide we go into overtime or we have to we go right into our music. The reason why usually we do what we call the good, the bad, the ugly, what's happening in entertainment on the show. But tonight I found that the topic led to a very deep, interesting subject that needed to be heard by the young people. And I definitely want to relay and restate this. Hip-hop, is it really hip-hop if it isn't up front and in your face? Meaning, and I'll say it again, meaning, is it the explicit lyrics, if we remove the explicit lyrics, is it hip-hop? And I want to get it from you guys, get it from you gentlemen, of how you feel about the topic.
Can I say something? This is Raw Dog. You're going to have people upset with you if you're not going to play the music, because these people have stepped up to the plate and want to be heard.
Gotcha. All right, guys. What we'll do, we'll hold up that subject for another time, but it is that time. So I'm going to go ahead and cover, I'm going to go ahead and handle business. We have to drop the music, guys. Thank you all for coming to the program tonight. The topic was so deep, I couldn't do good, bad, and ugly tonight. We'll continue this saga on Monday and Wednesday, Monday and Tuesday of next week. And we got John Lowe on Sunday, and all through the week, guys, the new and upcoming music of the unsigned community right here on Hip Hop National. Thanks a lot, Flossy GZ. I want to thank Fat Man for also dropping in. John Lowe, definitely. You know, all you guys, man. And Raw Dog, we couldn't do it. I couldn't do it without you. Hip Hop National, don't make it without us. We are Hip Hop National. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Please make sure you write down that question for next time. Please write that down for next time, because I have an answer for that. So please write that down so we can and ask that again. God bless you.
All right, man. Thank you, Flossy G. Dizzy. Okay. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
God bless everybody.
God bless. This is Dr. AT. Welcome to Hip Hop Nationals in the mix with Dr. AT. We are the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play every genre of music from the unsigned and independent artists from around the world. To get your submission heard, send it to www.hiphopnationals.com. Next on deck, Princeton Michael, Ghost.
Back home, many secrets. Now I feel like something's gone, you just keep them. Used to be my star, no matter where you are. Girl, you're styling on them better than a fancy car. Gave me everything, all you had to bring. Took my breath away, yeah, she took my breath away. Used to send me little text messages. Smiley faces in them, pictures in your denims. I used to be the shoulder, and now it's getting colder. I thought for sure that you'd be the one when we go older. And have the sky turn gray, cause it's all gone away. Can I fix this? Can I save this? How is it possible you went from there to being a ghost? You're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost. You're a ghost, you're a ghost. In a fuss. Girl, you stole my heart, then you let it go. Guess it's a lesson learned, baby, please no more. Got me looking like a fool, you played me. I thought we played love and now you erased me. And girl, it hurts so bad. And yes, it hurts so bad. I used to kiss you how they do in the movies. Hold you close and keep it to me, that's fresh. Give it to me. I used to be the shoulder, and now it's getting caught up. I thought for sure that you'd be the one when we go older. And have the sky turn gray, cause it's all gone away. Can I fix this? Can I change this? How is it possible you went from that to being a ghost? You're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost. You're a ghost, you're a ghost. Take no more. Come back to me. This is crazy. Just wanna see your face and never see your love as a ghost. You're 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 a ghost. Can't even see it anymore. You're a ghost. You're a ghost. You're a ghost. You're a ghost.
Next on deck, Will Dix, More. You'll never have to worry about that at all.
smile upon your face. Dinner by the pool, lit by candles in the moonlight, just to get you in the mood. New coupon line. It keeps. You know I got it like that. Do this all for you, to show you how I do. Supposed to treat a woman like you.
Next on deck, Lita the Great, Making It. Next on deck, Ace Boone Coon, Bomb to the Top.
To the top, baby. Since all we ever seen was the bottom.
Yeah. Bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop, baby. Yeah. From the bottom top, know the grind don't stop. Come on. From the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom top, know the grind don't stop. From the
know the grind don't stop. Bottom to the top, baby. Lord bless a young man in this dirty game. Cause I done seen many things, many changes. Resume moving and things have changed. Import, export, aka hustle main, LOL. That's insane. Now I sit on a private plane. I mean, none of mine's like a chess game. They really are inclined for the next slate. Y'all should have seen Flush long time ago. Got eight spoon coon in the spot to blow. Long far away, yeah, I used to sell dope. Seemingly slimmy lure to slanging coke. That's wet, been there, done that. Now I stay in the plush, made back where we at.
From the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom, stop, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. Bottom to the top, baby.
Long way they say. From that gum and cheese and a slice of bread, can of sardines and a saltines. And where would we be without them poking beans? And I done seen American dreams full of hope that never cracked the sea. And my people speak more than they leave. Never thought TV would raise our seeds. Man, what's green? There ain't nothing free unless you dumb to think that Kong going to press for your best. I plead the fifth, but you confess to get the like that. Man, that's game. This nigga's for the range, like what's in a name. Don't let things change, at least your person. Unless you feel worthless, they pick my brain. For only
from the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom top, know the grind don't stop.
The richest story. Ace Spoon Coon. Who would have known that a true pioneer who against all odds would come before you? Only as a child of God. Yeah.
Independent, they don't like that. We're talking no ceiling, no price cap. More than an artist, I'm a genius. So we talking money, let's talk cash. I'm a CEO, I need a million. Plushed out my home, I need a range to roll. Need stocks with eyes, passports or swords. My choice to Porsche, no top of course.
From the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom top, know the grind don't stop. From the bottom to the top, know the grind don't stop. Bottom to the top, baby. Remember them days, mama? We didn't have a toilet. Now we plushed up. Toilet speak to you. Moose, your daddy love you. I know I ain't always been the best father, but I promise you, daddy got you. Plush, baby. Where we at?
Next on deck, NTG and Young Drew, love. next on deck, the one-handed bandit ain't calling ya.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see you, bro. You calling in, you texting me now. You say you trying to let me know what it's all with looking like that. You say that bro just walked up in the club and said and then that. Then I walked up in the club and tapped you, then I walked right on past. And now you thinking that I'm thinking that I know I was right. That I caught you cheating, pointing my finger, looking that I was right. Now you texting crazy, saying I'm with another man, fuck again, bye-bye. Now you texting bitch, so for swearing, yeah. You need to got caught, slap you on the shoulder, yeah, I see ya. Now you're blowing up my phone, man. Here we go again, and you texting that we are through, I agree. Now you texting back, no response. Now you texting back on some dumb ish. No response. Calling from your cousin's phone. In the quick hands on your head, reminiscing, going crazy. Facebook is still. I ain't.
Lay out to the table. This time I mean every word I say. I'm so tired. Hug you lies and I'm done with you. Cheating ways you don't want no play fair. And you get caught every time you sneak. When I stop asking questions, there was some real chuchuck. I ain't calling and texting you. I ain't responding to challenge. It done got to the point. I can't distinguish you with you. You can keep all your sirens and I'ma save all my tears and stress. Get your then be well and let her know I say thank you.
You got your text and I beat it. Got your then I ain't on your mama, you mean it. On your life, yeah, it's over with. She's in crisis for real this time. On your set, you ain't playing a line. Coming over to get your key, and you threw my key in the street. You done text about 80 times. This is back to back, call you out. Got one question that makes you sigh. Who the they been pressing wine? Call me Murray, recovered ass. Mr. Blocker, your weakness. Damn the talk, I'ma show yo. Let you see when he grabs you. Let you see when I stroke your teddy. No. Through the head and hear how he disrespect man. In the game when I call you daddy, can you do just one favor for me? Info on that you don't want me, but when you see be there, tell your customer come holler at me.
Lay out to the table, this time I mean every word I say. I'm so tired, hug you lies and I'm done with your cheating ways. You don't wanna play fair, and you get caught every time you sneak. When I stop asking questions, there was some real. Chuchuck, I ain't calling, ain't texting you, ain't responding to childish. It done got to the point, I can't distinguish you with the. You can keep all your sirens, and I'ma save all my tears and threats. Get your then be well, and let her know I say thank you.
Next on deck, Taja, hands up.
My walk, my shoes, my hair, them legs. You hating on Puffy. Whole team in VIP, we good like Kid Cudi. Bet your boy love me. I bet your friends hate me. Cause this coast for couple racks, it ain't off the racks they make. No, I know I look good. I know I look amazing. And you look sad, probably cause you not adjacent. And I'm caking. Plus I'm living that life. Tell the DJ, play back twice. Put your hands up like we in a high seat.
Next on deck, B. Morgan, poke it out.
Of course. Yeah.
Girl, don't drop, let me see you poke it out. Girl, don't stop, let me see you work it out. Ass like that, you the chick, no doubt.
That your body is so amazing, and I would like to get acquainted, cause that's the thing you go insane with, wanna get you all up in my bed,
yeah.
Just looking at you I can tell you're so soft, and I'm getting excited girl I'm so hot, I'm on a sex of mama and my mind's right, I can see it now. You ain't got no bones the way you moving your body, girl. I'm telling you, I'm about to kidnap you out of this hood. Speeding in my Porsche, back to my fortress, be on it as soon as we get to the crib. Don't wanna go hard, not trying to sweat shit, but they say it ain't tricking if you got it. If that's the case, she can have it. Keep them 20s gone, keep them 20s gone. Just looking at you, I can tell you're so soft, and I'm getting excited, girl, I'm so hot. I'm on a sex of bummer and my mind's right. I see you now. Let me see you get some digits. Want some grand turn into Benjis. Bend it over, switch position. Show me how you touch some toes. Switch your legs, take a pose. Every time you get so high, it's like I'm seeing Morris Coast. Her name is Candy Apple. I need a saddle with a left cheek and a right cheek, back and forth just like a battle. Got a crease in her apparel, which solidifies a camel. Body of a goddess, trying to get that to my castle. Shorty dollar signs swimming, she do it for a living. It ain't nothing to this business, cause she like to go and get it. See me, I'm straight up pimping, the swag don't have to mention. To you it may be tricking, but to me it's proper sipping that.